Thank you very much, brothers. What a joy that we can be here today to learn from the Word of God. And this month we've been talking about Bring the Good News. We started this month with a message titled What Does the Angel Tell Us? And we were talking about what the angel tells us. In this passage, let us not be afraid. Let us announce the good news to all the world. I don't know if you remember it, and if you don't remember it, it's there on YouTube and Spotify, so you can review it. What does the angel tell us? The next Sunday, we learned about rights and obligations of the Christian. We saw that as we are now citizens of the kingdom of God. Now we have new rights. And we were talking about how we like rights because they are for our benefit. Are those, things we get for being Mexicans in this case. As Mexicans, we get things. But there are also responsibilities. And within the kingdom of God too, we enjoy many things. But we also have responsibilities. And one of those responsibilities is bring the good news of salvation. From you taking advantage of this Christmas and New Year time, it's good to remind people that Christ Jesus, He came to this world to give us freedom from sins, to give us salvation. We have been wrong this year. We have made many mistakes. We have committed many sins. However, as our pastor told us at the beginning, we have been able to see the hand of God helping us in each of the situations we are seeing, what we are living, or what we have gone through. In our case, we have had some illnesses this year. However, God has helped us. God has been with us. Yes, it is difficult because at the moment, it hurts, it makes us uncomfortable, we despair. We would like everything to happen quickly, but in every situation, we can see how God guides us, how God advises us. That's why I like that verse that says that, and we'll call His name Admirable Counselor, because He advises us. He helps us in each of the situations. Well, today we are going to finish the topic to bring the good news. And what better than to take advantage of this time of year's end, Christmas, to be able to bring the good news to all our friends, brothers, family, co-workers. And well, let's start with this morning's message. Let's say a prayer, sir. We recognize your authority, your power in our lives. We recognize, sir, that without you we can't do anything. We need you, sir. And thank you, sir, because this year we have been able to see your hand of favor, of power in our lives. And we ask you, sir, that today we can learn how to carry good news of salvation. Sir, we put this message in your hands and ask you, Lord, may you help us understand your word, and that we can, sir, carry something different and that we can share it with others. I put myself in your hands, and my Lord, brothers who are here who are online, may they, sir, each of us learn of your word according to our need. And Lord, we dedicate this time to you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. They say that the words, they can hurt or can heal. Words hurt, but they also know how to praise. It all depends on how we are in the mood. I was investigating and they say, what some think, that women are the ones who talk more. Some think they speak as 16,000 words, and that the men, hey, they speak approximately 7,000 words. Some say it's true that women talk more. I think that it depends on the person and it depends on the situation. But I found a BBC article about it's like a television station in London, and they think, according to your research, that an average person on average can speak 16,000 words a day. UNAM, which you and I know as the National University Autonomous of Mexico, he also has his research regarding that. And they think that men talk more at work, that in relationships, emotional like in family, maybe not men don't talk much, but hey, women, it's casual contrary. Women talk a lot with their friends, with your friends, with family, but at work the number of words is reduced. So, we could use the words or not. We could occupy them so much. But let's say we generally speak 16,000 words, up to date. Now I want to talk to you about something else. We use each other, we use words to communicate, to express ideas, for say what we think. Sometimes we don't say what we think, we say the opposite. But there is more than words. And says a phrase, the actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. That means actions are facts. They are things that one can do. And along with it, there is something called body language, that language that we all express in some way with our hands, with our face, with gestures. I'm not saying anything, but nothing more to show your face, so you can identify something. I could say that I am happy. But it doesn't show on my face because you can tell I'm here. Why language not? Body language makes up clothes, the posture, the face, and all that determines if the person is hey, friendly, or is he tense? He's happy, he's furious. And look, also, I was researching about body language, and says that, whatever we say, 50% and 5% are gestures, looks, postures, language, that is, everything that I am, I can say. All that is expressed with my body, without me saying a single word. 55% is all gestures, grimaces, looks. When we misbehave, the mother only. Arriving at the house. Not anymore. You don't even have to tell me when you get home. Because I already know that it's going to kill me soon. 55% are gestures. 7 per 100 are the words. That's why actions speak louder, stronger than words. Because my face, my body, the way I stand, the way I put my feet are saying things. And 30% and 8% is the voice. The volume, intonation, the tone. It all depends on how I am. I can say what a little while ago I'm happy. I don't know what I'm saying doesn't match. I'm saying something good with my words. I'm saying I'm happy. Or I can say, I love you very much. I'm saying something nice. But my language, my face and my words, and how can I put the volume of my voice? It doesn't agree with what I'm saying. So actions speak louder than the words. But there is something else apart. We have talked about words. We have talked about actions. But there is something else. He says this phrase, "You trip over your tongue more often than your feet." With the tongue, he trips more often over his feet. I'm going to explain it. In other words, we should learn to keep silent many times, but not. We don't do it, says in Proverbs 17:26, even a fool. He is considered wise if he remains silent. You are considered wise if you keep your mouth shut. So, if I started to keep silent, I could see myself wiser than when. I want to say so many things, and I'm not saying anything. We say we are singing. In Ecclesiastes 3, it is a chapter that talks about there is time for everything, and just as there is time to talk, there is also time for color. Now I can't take all this to an extreme, because there are people who say no. I will never speak, and even if I ask my opinion, no, because that is also another language. Is saying things? By not saying anything, not saying your opinion. They taught me as a kid that it is a balance. Balance words. Facts and silence. Words, facts, and silence. And I want us to review a story real quick about this balance. And about how the actions, they speak louder than words and silence. And well, let's go very quickly to Matthew 20, verses 28 to 32, a parable in Matthew 20. Verse 28. At 32, it says this is how the Word of God is speaking, Jesus. But what do you think? A man had two children, and approaching the first one, he said, "Son, go work in my vineyard today." Responding, he said, "I don't want to." But later, he repented. And approaching the other, he told him the same way, and in response, he said, "Yes, sir, I'm coming." And it was not which of the two did his father's will. And here I like it, because he is dealing with words and actions, and the silence. And we were analyzing this story last week. Then the son, the first son, said, "I don't want to." He used the words, "I don't want." He says here he was silent. But later he repented. There is the fact. Matthew 20:28, I say 21, yes, right, Matthew 21, then. The first son said, it seems to rhyme. The first son said, "I don't want to." His words were, "I don't want to," but he thought, he reflected. Says even a fool pauses for wisdom. If you are silent, you are considered wise if you keep your mouth shut, he thought, and went. And the other answered and said, "Yes, sir," and I like it, because these words will almost say yes. Just as you remember the guy's episode, and Chilindrina, oh, cute daddy. Of course I am going, and in the end, it was not. Although he said something good, because parents always want to listen. Nice things. It's something we all like. And although he said something nice, here are your facts. They were not pleasant. And it wasn't, although it even surprises me, because it says, "Yes, sir, I'm coming." That is, even with a lot of respect and
everything.
But in the end, the fact is that it was not. Jesus asks which of the two. He did his Father's will. And they said the first. So, on many occasions, our words are not correct. Maybe our language is not correct. But what are we actually doing? Of action, what are we doing? And then here Jesus gives an explanation. Jesus told them, "Truly I tell you that the publicans and the harlots go before you to the kingdom of God." Making a reference that these kind of people first said, "Oh no, I'm not going to follow you." But they thought. They reflected and then acted. And yes, they were compared to the other people. What could I say? "No, sir, I follow you everywhere. I'm going to do everything you tell me." And in the end, it does nothing. They were not yet saying amen, amen, amen. Why am I telling you all this about words? The facts, the silence, the way one speaks, and the way one stands. Because remember that we are watching. Bring the good news, amen. And the title of this message is called, "For This I Was Sent." We were sent to bring good news. Yes, we saw it. It is part of our obligations as Christians. Now I would like us to go to another passage in the Gospel of Luke. Now I'm going to look closely at Luke 4. Verse 40-44, Luke 4. 40-44, and says, "When it was day, he left and went to a deserted place, and people were looking for him. And getting to where I was, they stopped him so he wouldn't leave them. 43, but he told them, 'It is necessary that also to other cities, proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. For this I have been sent.'" And that's why the title of this message, "For This I Was Sent, and Preached in the Synagogues of Galilee. For this I was sent to announce with words." Here it says, "It is necessary to also announce to other cities the gospel of God." And we have spoken on other occasions about what it means to announce the good news. Announce is to give notice. Publish, proclaim. Make no say it loud, audible. U.S. on Facebook, when we want it is for someone to find out something. We publish it on our wall. We don't put it hidden, we publish it. Why? Because we want to announce, we want to warn. Christ is our example to follow. And he says a song, and we will always follow him in the end. Christ is the best at using words. Christ has words of eternal life. Christ, when he speaks, it's the best you can do. And I am very surprised that there are some Bibles that even puts the letter in red. Why? Because there it means that Jesus is saying those words. When Christ speaks, he says it very surely with truth. Jesus, for this he was sent to announce the good news. With words. And we can see here that we, you and I, are here to announce the gospel, the good news, with words. That is why we have the Word of God. Why? Because that way there is no error. Because if I start speaking what I think, I'm going to be wrong, and I'm going to start saying things that aren't. That is why we must announce the Word that is already written. So, my first point is this: for this I was sent to announce, with words and how I tell them. Christ is my example to follow, and if Christ speaks words of eternal life, I should do it too? Here is our guide. That's why it's written. To be our guide. If Christ went from town to town, and we saw it in a previous message, it's for everyone. Not only is it for a certain sector, or for those I like, or for those. I wish that one day they would be Christians. It's for everyone. Christ announces, it's the good news with words. But what do you believe as humans? If we don't stick to this book, we tend to make mistakes, and we tend to preach our ideas. Then, what are we going to do? Let's now go to another passage. In First of Peter, chapter 3. Here, the Apostle Peter is speaking to women. But I really like to occupy the same principle for each of us. It says in chapter 3, verses 1 to 4 over 1 of Peter, 3 verses from 1 to 4. But I'm going to read. 1. Likewise, you women. But you can take women away. And we can put our name on it. Be subject to your husbands, so that also those who do not believe the word be won without a word for the behavior of their wives, considering your chaste and respectful conduct. Although here the apostle repeats it again, Pedro is talking to the wives, but we can use the same principle, which is, and it is the second point, for this he was sent to announce, without words. It says here in verse 1, be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. May our friends be won, our family, our co-workers for our behavior. Speechless. Just for facts. Not for what we say, but in the way we act. Without the need for words. Can be convinced by behavior. Pure and reverent conduct and reverence. It is a way of life. At work, when we drive, when we go on the street, people are watching us. People see our body language. I can say I am a Christian. But you see, I don't behave like a true Christian. What better would it be for me to have a behavior? It says here a pure conduct. Impeccable behavior. I'm not saying anything. Only for my facts. That's why the phrase, actions speak louder than words. Christ sent us, and we are sent to announce with words. But we make mistakes and say one thing for another. And here we can learn that the gospel can also be announced without words. But what he's talking about, how is this, and sometimes we can say Christ loves you, but my face doesn't see it, it doesn't show, isn't it? What better would it be that our conduct was kind? Only Ofenik that said, which person? What a worker. Look what it has, I would like to know what it has. They know if they know if they know if he is a Christian or not. No, we don't know. You have to ask him. Can you imagine how nice that would be? But sadly, sometimes we fall into the game, and not even with actions we can. So this is what I was sent for, to announce with words. But if I feel very clumsy when speaking, and I feel like I don't fit what I should say. So, for this I was sent, to announce the gospel without words, with my way of being, with my language. So let's check each other, brothers. How we will look when walking on the street. How we will look when greeting people. Or how we will see each other in the supermarket. How will we look when another car cuts us off? Maybe we are showing the love of God. Or am I behaving like the others? And I believe, which is one of the simplest forms that I have seen, to announce the gospel. Without words, but the behavior. As I tell them, that percentage of body language is very large. So, for this I was sent, and it would be my third point, to announce with whatever, whether with words, whether with facts or weather. In silence we go to one last appointment in Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. When I read the Word of God, I understand it. I assimilate it, the Holy Spirit comes to me. I already understood Him. And then, when I understood Him, that Word sticks to me, to my brain, to my heart. And then, since I have that, I act, and then what else would I like to act like Christ? Me too. I think that should be the dream of every Christian. Be like Christ. Act like Christ. But how does that have to be? We have to study the Word a little more, so that it sticks to us everywhere, and we can be like Christ. It says in Colossians chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, the word of Christ dwells in you abundantly, teaching and exhorting one another in all wisdom, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Verse 17, and everything you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So here He is telling us, do everything in the name of the Lord. Everything you do, be it by word, or in fact He says it, whether He doesn't say it. I must do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So this is one way to evangelize. Of the strongest, but discreet, and that in due time, the Lord can work on people. B. Of word. Whatever I say it is not. I know many of my classmates at the seminar. It's not that in chapter 3, verse, and then it is an apocalypse, and they know it. All like this, all the phrases of verses is very good. That's why we were sent. But we were also sent. Haha, to say nothing and let our actions speak. Let those actions speak louder. That when we see, let's try. With the help of God to be like Christ. And whether we say it, that is, what we say or what we do, it is for the Lord to do it as for the Lord, and not for men. So, to finish, my brothers, this last message of this year, 2023, and that it is customary that tonight, right, we can enter into reflection about New Year's resolutions. What are we going to do? We will continue behaving in the same way. In the same way. Or why we were sent. We have the best news of all. Is that Christ? Jesus came to change everything that was broken. Christ Jesus already fixed it. What good news we have. We deserved hell. And thanks to the fact that Jesus was born, came to this world, taught us to live. I want to be like him. What great news. People need to know. But let this day be a day when we can reflect. Let it be with my words, either with my way of acting or keeping silent, that people can know about the Lord. Sometimes we broke our minds over an evangelism program, but we are the messengers wherever we go. We are those letters. We are that Bible that walks to school, or to work, or in transport. We are those messengers. Let's try with the help of God to announce the gospel. With words or without words, and let it be our New Year's resolution. Let's say a prayer, sir. Thank you very much for your word. That in this year, sir, we can also have the purpose of learning from your word, Lord. That we can understand it. That we can assimilate it in our minds, in our hearts, sir. And that we can, Holy Father, express with our voice or with our body, with our actions, that you live in us. Help us, sir, so that in this new year, we can share your word, and that we can, sir, be those messengers that carry the good news that you came, sir. We put our family in your hands, Lord. To our friends, to our neighbors, to co-workers, to bosses. Sir, they need you. But help us so that every day we can be messengers of your word. May we be messengers of your truth. We put ourselves in your hands and ask you, Lord, help us. And may we be worthy representatives of you. Lord, and may we be those messengers that carry your word everywhere. We thank you very much in the name of Jesus. Amen.